Describe a house or an apartment you would like to live in.
What kinds of apartments are the most popular? I suppose that condos are probably the most popular. Those types of apartment buildings are usually really tall, so they offer great views, and they often have lots of built-in amenities. For example, most modern condos have a gym or even a pool. They tend to have good security, so you don't have to worry as much about getting robbed. They also have nice common areas. You can usually go on the roof and enjoy a great view of the city. What are the differences between houses that young people and old people like? I think young people tend to like apartments because they're more modern and they usually offer better views. If they choose to live in a house, they'll probably be drawn towards a house in a more modern style. But many old people prefer living in a single home with a big yard where they can plant flowers, vegetables, or whatever else they like to keep in the yard. Plus, they don't have to worry about stairs in tall buildings anymore. What are the differences between apartments and houses? Well, apartments are designed to house multiple families. They are in buildings, either high-rise or low-rise, and most people in cities live in apartments. Given the population of our country, it's probably the best way to manage millions of people in a city. Houses, on the other hand, are the most common in the countryside because families in rural areas usually have sites where they can build their own house, and they are usually designed to house one or two families at most. Do people usually rent or buy a house? Why? People usually save up to buy a house. Some people like to rent, especially if they're young and just starting out in life, but it's more cost-effective to buy a house. Even though you have to make pretty hefty mortgage payments, it's worth it to eventually own a property instead of having to pay rent for as long as you live there. However, it's getting more and more common to rent. As the cost of housing goes up, most people just don't have enough money to buy.